Anesthesia Deconstructed is supported by National University's CRNA program. National University's CRNA program is one of the nation's top programs for CRNAs and dedicated to making you a successful CRNA. The program doesn't just prepare you for entry-level practice. National focuses on making you a full-service provider and gives you insight into what is actually happening in the industry. With connections to faculty with backgrounds in advanced clinical practice, academics, research, and anesthesia services management. Learn more at nu.edu.
Welcome to Anesthesia Deconstructed, science, politics, realities. Listen in as medical professionals join industry experts, Dr. Mike McKinnon and Dr. Joseph Rodriguez, to discuss the latest science and medical advancements, the effects of our political climate, and the reality of today's changing healthcare environment. Let's get started with your hosts, Dr. Mike McKinnon and Dr. Joseph Rodriguez.
Hey everybody, Joe here. It has been a very busy start to the year, and I'll fill everyone in on those changes at another time. But it's been so busy that we've been able to put out exactly zero episodes on Anesthesia Deconstructed until this past week with Mike McKinnon's interview of Anna Marie Wiley, CRNA, which is great. You should listen to it. And on today's podcast, I am speaking to Jared Collins, who is really essentially the account manager for MOTION, the American Association of Nurse Anesthesiology job board. So it was a really cool conversation. It dived into why this is going to displace guesswork, hopefully. Sorry, guesswork owner, wherever you live, out in the islands or something. So it's a great conversation, and I hope you like it. Here we go. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Anesthesia Deconstructed. We have a very special guest today. Jared Collins is the Executive Vice President of Strategic Partnerships at MedGeo Ventures, and they have created a platform called MOTION. If you're a CRNA in the United States of America, you have likely seen the name and seen the brand MOTION as they look to make changes, disrupt, improve the job placement marketplace. All of us currently are stuck with guesswork, which looks like a Macintosh computer from the 1980s. Definitely not a Macintosh computer from 2024, which are beautiful and tasteful and all that sort of thing. Jared, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Joe. So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jared, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and then a lot about MOTION, this platform that you guys are building for CRNAs.
Absolutely. So, I've actually been in the what I would call the recruitment advertising industry for give or take 17 or 18 years, pretty much my whole career. And a majority of that time spent working with various medical associations, building job boards. You always say in the end, you're trying to build the best destination for XYZ association and their professionals, their members to be able to go and find jobs. And, myself and the gang that came together to form MedGeo and ultimately roll out MOTION for ANA. We've been doing it a long time. So we've been in the space, but we're having a blast. We actually launched MOTION, the new ANA career platform, back in August. It was unveiled at the annual Congress in Seattle. Hopefully a lot of the users today listening in are maybe even had a chance to see us there or kind of see the unveiling. We had a ton of fun. It's been received so well from CRNAs and ANA and the employers that advertise on it. So we're having a ton of fun. And like you said earlier, we're trying to disrupt the industry.
Yeah, I know that I mentioned guesswork in the intro. I know in some of our prep for this discussion, there really has not been any innovation, any real changes in the job board industry in, well, a really long time, since before I was a CRNA, probably over 20 years. Why did MOTION get created for CRNAs? Why did MedGeo end up, connecting with our professional association and saying the CRNA world is a place where we want to be? What made you guys choose that community?
That's a great question. And it literally is kind of the reason for our existence. So we kind of got our band back together, the group that's been doing this for a long time, and actually kind of looked at each other and kept saying, gosh, it just feels like there's opportunity. You nailed it. There's been virtually no innovation in at least 20 plus years. We kind of took a fresh new look and said, what we believed was always still true is that associations represent, you know, call it the definitive gateway or pathway to where, in this case, CRNA should be looking for job opportunities. We felt like it needed a complete innovation. If all we were going to do is just build another job board, honestly, we didn't think the world needed that. So really,
sure. Of course, because we have Indeed and we have, you know, other things like that, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Indeed. ZipRecruiter. We always say, you know, if you see the Super Bowl ads, right, that those are the big groups that are out there and those are the ones, but you've got Gaswork and several other CRNA related job boards. And our fresh new look, it kind of really was an amazing alignment between the team at MedGeo and AANA, because what we all kind of agreed early on was that in order to do this, we were going to take a fresh new look, unlike any other job board had done before, including ourselves. We've done this ourselves. Instead of focusing on perhaps what's best for employers, and don't get me wrong, we care about them too, because they're the ones that are advertising. Sure. But we said, if we were actually to stop and take a clean slate and ask ourselves, what would we do if we were the CRNA? What would we want? And what would we build? And so that's where it all began. And ultimately, along the way, we involved several AANA members and AANA themselves. And that became our North Star. Every step of the way, as we rolled out the new platform, that was our guiding light. And we continue to stick to that. Any decision we make, we're always going to question what's best for the member. And if it is, it's something we'll do. And we think that the employers will love that, because if the CRNAs come, that's exactly all they would ever want, is they need people to see their, you know, their employment opportunities.
So Motion rolled out last August, correct?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Okay. We did a kind of a soft rollout, and then we went to Seattle at annual Congress and did a actual real launch. Bill Bruce got up on stage, had a little bit of fun with Drew Riddle. They had a cool little video, and immediately within the first day, we had 2,000 CRNAs that hit the platform. And anecdotally, AANA has said they think that's more than those that visited their job board over the entire past year. So it was an incredible first day.
Wow. Okay. So on that, you know, we have a saying in our business, in God we trust, all others bring data, right? So what kind of metrics are you guys seeing currently? Because one of the downsides with, you know, Gaswork, Indeed, or whatever else, right? It's kind of like an opaque, is this real? Is this not real? How many ads on Gaswork actually represent the same exact job, right? So can you tell me a little bit about like how many users you're getting, how many impressions you're getting? I think I live a little bit in website world. How many minutes are people actually spending on the site, which is usually an indicator of the quality of the relationship or the adhesiveness or the stickiness. Can you tell me a little about that?
Sure. Yeah. Thousands of CRNAs are using it. I guess I'll talk just about, and let's just even talk to the last couple of months where we've seen a really big boost, kind of start of the new year, some cool campaigns that AANA has been doing kind of for new year, new job. And we've got 3,000 new users that have even come and visited the platform in just the first 2 months of this calendar year, 2024. So far, okay, since launch, we've had 240,000 plus impressions on the platform. And then I think you really spoke to something that we think a lot about too. It's like, it's one thing to have a member come. It's a whole different to see them spend time on the platform. And of course, it speaks to the stickiness of the site, but really just the quality of the information that's there. And I'm happy to share, we have users on Motion on average spending over 5 minutes. And just to give you some comparison, what we typically see elsewhere around the industry is it's usually 30 seconds to a minute on most CRNA related job boards. So
right, because they glance, right? They look, they're like, oh, what's this town? What could I get paid? And then they go away.
Absolutely. Right? Yep.
They're tire kickers. That's what we used to call them.
That's right.
So, okay. Okay. Interesting. So obviously, well, we've never had the founder of Gaswork on the show. I don't even know who reportedly the founder of Gaswork is like, you know, because they have some little fee that they charge. And, you know, again, the website was set up like 20 or 40 or 100 years ago. I'm not even sure. So how it is, you know, Gaswork's the gorilla, though, right? I mean, everybody knows about Gaswork. I think I heard about Gaswork maybe month two of my CRNA program, which was back in 2010. how is motion different than gas work? How is, you know, how can motion add more value to the user, both on the individual end, right? The employee or the contractor, and then on the group owner or the large hospital employer, how does it add value to those two parties in contrast with gas work?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, gas work, you know, while they may, and if you went there today, right, you'd see, I don't know, several thousand jobs on it. But like I think we alluded to earlier on this podcast was that a lot of them are the same job over and over. And I think I've heard for many years that CRNAs question the integrity. It's like, are these real? And so,
I mean, definitely. You'll just a quick anecdote. Whenever you see like a hodgepodge or a sudden deluge of locums rates, what that means is like one hospital then went and hired out, you know, four or five different firms, and they're all advertising the same thing, and it just gets messy, right? And also, it's messy for the individual. And then on the group side, it distorts everything, right? You're not dealing with a fair and transparent market. So it's suboptimal, to say the least. This is a private podcast. I have absolutely no human resources restrictions. So I'll just say it's a garbage website. And I'm glad there's a better option coming out. Anyway, I digress. Yeah. See, we have to have fun. I'm in a private company too. So HR, you know, I'm bound by some rules. But HR, technically, we employ them. So, okay, I digress. Back to gas work and motion contrast. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. So, and for those of the listeners that haven't done it yet, I'd love to see you guys go out and just take this first step, which is when you hit motion immediately, you're going to feel that it's unlike any job platform that you've ever seen. So you actually hit the site and it becomes a map of the whole U.S. And on motion today, there's almost 11,000 dots on it. It's going to feel a little bit like Zillow. Actually, if we talk a little bit about Zillow, I think this analogy will make sense. But much like Zillow, where you go and you see a neighborhood or an entire city where there's homes, right, for sale or not, but you can kind of see everything, right? Zillow kind of transformed that industry and said, let's aggregate it, build a modern interface, and give people the ability to actually look at everything. And it's kind of what motion is. So if you think about it, right, 11,000 dots on the map. Virtually every organization or facility around the country is on it, even those that aren't hiring. So suddenly it's become not just a job board, but a place to kind of research and evaluate and look around the country and actually see the different types of employers that are on there. Then what we do, we had a lot of fun with this, is that we kind of create a difference between the types of dots on the map to indicate what exactly is going on at those sites. So, for example, if there's out of the 11,000 dots today, there are roughly 550 or so that are what we call hiring sites. Now, this is the closest thing to kind of your traditional job board, right? You go there, you click on the site, learn some cool information about the organization. They've got at least one job there. And then you can contact the recruiter or whoever is representing that from that organization directly. We've also added something kind of cool, which I think is really important to share, is a lot of times, right, you know this, you get to a advertisement, you like a lot about it, but you have a couple of questions, probably around compensation, call schedule, partnership track, some important things, but you don't have the answers. And so what we found for years was a lot of times the CRNA will just bounce and kind of move on and never actually complete an application, even though we know they were interested. And so, in fact, it's like a 90% abandonment rate on that page. So we introduced a little bit of a lightweight option, which is not an apply, but a way to actually just ask those questions, still connected directly to the employer. And in return, you can get those questions answered. And now you've struck up a conversation. So really cool way. We've actually already cut that in half. So instead of a 90% drop-off rate on that button, it's less than 50 at this point. And we think we have opportunity to close the gap even more.
Wow. It's such a different product from Gaswork, right? Which is, again, just, I mean, Gaswork is literally like an Excel spreadsheet on a website that you put stuff on, right? And that's really it. Whereas this, I like the Zillow metaphor. And just a point of reference for our listeners, I think what's really interesting about Zillow, and you can tell me if I'm thinking about this the right way, Zillow effectively empowered individual users or individual buyers, right, by democratizing information around the real estate industry.
Yep.
It didn't get rid of realtors altogether. They've all adapted, you know, plenty of realtors out there right now. But it put much more information such that as someone who's purchased homes recently, like I knew more about the homes that were available quite often than the realtor themselves, at least from a data point of view. And then the value for the realtor was they had real inside information. So they still provided value. And I think in the same sense, Motion, and again, tell me if I'm thinking about this correctly, Motion has the potential to empower users or CRNAs in this case, in the same way where they can see the entire market, right, across a city or a state. And then, you know, recruiters may still exist or people on the ground. That information becomes much more valuable from those people. But this individual CRNA has a much easier sense of what's really out there in the market. Similar, again, to Zillow and houses. Am I thinking about it the right way?
You sure are. Empowerment is a key piece that we think about all the time here. Yes. So it's literally shifting the, kind of who's in the driver's seat a little bit, right? You think about a lot of job boards in the past for CRNAs is you kind of get added into a data bank. And I'm sure you've experienced this probably even this week, where you're probably getting phone calls, texts, emails, and mailers as well, which is just noise. Yeah, you're getting, there's not a problem finding jobs. It's a matter of kind of the right one and finding the right fit. And so,
you're speaking my love language.
Yes. So that's it. You go into a neighborhood or a market and you can actually poke around and look at everything. And I'll get back on track. I was going to describe the next dot because this is really
yes,
the next,
please.
The next type of dot on the map, which is a really, really important one. We call them networking sites. So, again, you're in a community, you're looking around and, you looked at all the hiring sites, but then you kind of see this other flavor of a dot. There's like 600 of these right now on Motion. And what that is, these are organizations that don't have jobs today at those facilities, but they see the value in telling CRNAs that we're open to networking or kind of bench building, right? They're really just building their future pipeline. We all know turnover, mm-hmm. growth, retirement, those things occur. And so rather than wait for that day to come, tell the world, I'd like you to be able to connect with me. And it's the exact same experience for a CRNA. You click the I'm interested button and next thing you know, you've kind of struck up a conversation. So I'll never forget a comment from a CRNA a little while back where they kind of said, what are the odds that the right job for me will be posted at the right time on the exact job board that I'm viewing, right? Like very, very low. And so rather than take that chance, let employers just always kind of flip the light on. And that opens up that pipeline. And and we're opening up a lot of connections as a result.
Okay. Go
ahead.
I'm just kind of like quantifying levels of service, right? So you had your hiring dots, right, which are actively looking right now, then networking dots after that, which is places that want to be on the radar. Maybe you're, because when I was an individual, everybody keeps an eye on the market. We live in a free market, a free enterprise society, and people keep an eye on things. So that sounds like that matches up well with the networking sites. Are there any layers to that pie, so to speak?
Yeah, there sure are. Yeah, I think I know where you're going. Keep going. Yeah.
Well, I actually, right, because I as I recall from some of the prep, I think there's at least three, maybe four. I think three, right? Isn't there one more?
Yeah, there is one more. Yep. So, this one is, it really, in fact, maybe the most, I think the most exciting aspect, because if you think about it, right, if all we did was kind of build a cool map, yeah, you could argue that's pretty neat. That's modern and add in these people that can kind of say, I'm thinking about, stuff in the future. But the final one, it's the third type of dot. The Motion is loaded with a lot of gray dots. And in fact, there's 9,000 plus on the map today. This is, what it boils down to is a member can come in, still click on those. Now they're not going to get connected directly with the employer because quite literally we don't know if they are hiring or not. Let's assume that many of them are, right? I think we all know in the world that we live in today, everybody's kind of,
oh, sure.
Recruiting.
Yeah.
And so that's the reality. Now what the member does, an ANA member can click on those. They actually get connected with a Motion representative. They'll have like a quick phone call or like a Zoom call. and just learn a little bit more about, you know, kind of what are the requirements? Why are they interested in that particular facility? And then we go to bat for them. The motion representative actually reaches out to the customer, to the employer, anonymously, right? Holding all that true. And kind of just like this, what would have to be true? You know, what are you looking for, employer? And then vice versa, balance that against what the CRNA had shared around their requirements. And if things line up, we'll make that introduction. This is free to the member. It's a member benefit. And we've literally just helped a CRNA connect with a place that maybe didn't even know about motion before, but we put them on the map anyways, because to your point earlier, we want to put the member in control. We've built a map where we've given them virtually every opportunity to evaluate. And if they're interested, they can use motion as a way to get in touch. So it's been an incredibly popular tool. ANA members seem to love it. And I think we nailed it, because that's what we were after, is the ability to build, everything in one place and the context to kind of make some of those decisions and choose who you want to reach out to.
Okay, that's really interesting. So full disclosure for listeners, the company I am part of, Guide Healthcare / Arizona Anesthesia Solutions, is a customer at Motion because we're hiring anesthesia providers like everybody else. I actually didn't know about this at all. Like, and I've paid attention, right? And I'm I should know, but just, I want to make sure I'm getting this correct. So average member, you know, let's say their father or mother lives in a small town. Let's use Arizona, for example. I run into this from time to time, Prescott, Arizona. So they click on a facility in Prescott, Arizona, and they say, they say to Motion or Motion representative, I want to work at this place. And then Motion will contact the facility or the group on their behalf?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Well, okay. This is interesting. Why do you do that? Because that is that seems expensive, right? That's costly, yeah. Right? That's time.
It is. We like to call it a butts and seats business for MedGeo, because you're right. We carry pretty high costs there. Now, what I'll share is, first and foremost, our reason for doing it is purely for the member, right? Again, building the tool that can actually help them identify and find opportunities around the country, including those that we don't know if they're hiring. But you're right, there's some expense to it. So what actually happens, if the employer, in fact, wants to meet them, right, and many times we know they will, what they'll do is they'll sign an agreement that's really just a one-time agreement that says, if we end up hiring this individual, we're going to pay a fee to AANA and Motion, essentially. That's kind of how we obviously, you know, take care of that. But it's a true member
benefit. Well, it displaces it's definitely a member benefit for the individual, right?
Yes.
And for the group, it effectively displaces it competes with, you know, third party recruiters who are just like texting and emailing and calling CRNAs all the time. Right.
Absolutely. And the big difference here, of course, like you said before, we'll go back to it, is putting the member in control, putting the CRNA in control. Because unlike what you just described, where you're getting phone calls and texts from recruiters, the member is literally saying, it could be one dot on the map. All I ever want to do is look at Prescott, Arizona, and that's it. Whatever's there is exactly what I want to talk to, and they decide. Now, don't get me wrong. It's pretty common. We've seen where inside of a market, a CRNA will say, I'd like you to hit all eight of these because they match my kind of interest level. And we'll do that one at a time. But yeah, it really puts the member in control. They love it. I think about residents especially, right? Coming out of training, let's say they grew up in Phoenix. They moved to the East Coast. They were just a kid growing up. They weren't necessarily thinking about networking with some of the groups and hospitals in the area,
but sure,
they want to get back because family's there. And it's a pretty cool way. And we continue to hear this at like annual Congress and some of the other meetings throughout the year where CRNAs just love this. It's like you literally just gave me a tool, my research tool, to help me kind of go back where I want to be. And I never even knew how to do it, but you aggregated it and built that information for me.
I think, the Zillow of job boards is, you know, that's great marketing, right? Because people understand Zillow. And I think it's accurate from what I can tell. This last feature you've described, though, again, I am a customer, you know, somebody else set it up. I just said this, we need to be everywhere, and somebody else did it. So, but our company is a customer. I was there when you guys shared the initial video. I was actually on the ANA board when this came up, right? So I'm just a little shocked that I didn't catch this on the first three rounds. And I'm not sure if that's That's most likely a failure of my attention span. But this is super interesting, right? So, I mean, basically, you've created, I mean, it's basically an in-house paid brokership, right? Like, that's effectively, like, Motion will do the homework, so to speak, and help you identify facilities at no cost to you as an individual. And then if there is a connection that's made, there's a, you know, it's a transaction that's perfectly reasonable. But this is way, way different than guesswork. That's for sure.
Oh, incredibly. And you talked about the value proposition for both the member, but go the flip side for an employer too. When our team talks to employers all over the map of every shape and size, it's a big opportunity. In fact, our team knows, we already know, right? There's dots on the map and we know where users are already kind of interested. So it allows our team to kind of educate them and maybe say you're in the middle of Nevada and you're not advertising right now, but you have an opening. The team can help you understand, hey, you're already getting traffic. People are actually already clicking on your dots on the map. And I can tell you're hiring. Let's get you on the map, right? Believe it or not, and this is for, I'd say this for the groups out there, and this is for yourself too. And this is natural, right? But within the map experience, we tend to see something like, and I'll start at the baseline. If you're a gray site, right? These sites that we don't quite know yet. If an employer flips the switch and says, we're networking, we're kind of bench building, there's usually about a 10x increase in the amount of traffic that goes to those networking sites versus the gray. Now, if we go another level up to the hiring, and of course, right, this makes sense because these are folks that have jobs, but it's another 10 to 20x increase on top of that in terms of traffic. And so if for those that are out there, you know, the groups and organizations around the country that are always hiring CRNAs, don't be gray, you know, talk to a Motion representative and find out what it takes to get to turn green and be on this map. And it's an incredible opportunity to help them really start to fill their pipeline.
Yeah, that's super interesting, man. I think so many of the, and I'm putting on my managing partner hat now for our group, and the information is so poor, right? It's so often grossly inaccurate, right? And I think for anyone who's competing to be a great workplace, what you're longing for is accuracy, right? This is the same thing. My first 10 years of my career, CRNA advocacy is basically all I did for any hobbies whatsoever. And I still do those things. However, you know, you grow and change in your career and whatnot. I think that's what we are we're always fighting for. It's like, we don't want to be confused for physicians, but we are not physicians, but we want to make sure we can compete. We can provide our services and promote a healthy healthcare marketplace that really works for people. And you do that by providing your services in a transparent way. And I think in the same way for groups or employers or whomever, what you want is clarity, right? Who's paying what, in what way, in what conditions, so on and so forth, right? Yes. Rather, because guesswork, and I think, and I'm going to pick on the, I know you were a recruiter in your former life, but I'm going to pick on the recruiting industry a little bit. To some degree, you thrive on things being hidden. Right? It's like, well, we don't want to let them know about that job or that job. We want people to funnel into this place that's hired me to recruit for them, right? Yep. Rather than saying there's an open market, here are all the facts, pick what's best for you. And as an employer, like, I love that world, right? Like, I'm just like, bring it on. I love that to that, because like, I'm ready, you know, come on in, the water's warm. And that's what is very appealing to me as a group owner, with this platform. This is really good stuff you guys are putting together.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. That's good. Oh, yeah. Just to spend a second on what you were kind of just describing. You're right. It's unfortunate. Yeah. I think there's just enough bad apples in the industry that kind of give some of those third party recruitment organizations around the country a bad name, and that's, you know, it's reality. Sure. But there's some bait and switch that goes on, and kind of one of the core
Exactly.
Principles of Motion, was to decide transparency is key. And of course, you can't do these things overnight. But one of the big things we did first was to say, we will put dots on a map that reflect where the positions are. And that when we work with, whether it's Arizona Anesthesia Solutions or North Star, but when you go to a dot on the map, you'll actually see, okay, this is XYZ hospital, but services are provided by, you know, fill in the blank. And so We think that's really helpful because, of course, that's what this whole tool is about, is transparency and information and being able to help a CRNA make those decisions, and have that kind of information at their fingertips when they're playing around on the map, which maybe leads me to another. When you think about we've implemented these layers, one of the ones that's just kind of a no-brainer is to light up the map with where are the supervision kind of opt-out states, right? And I know it's very East Coast, West Coast, but that's really important. And if CRNAs don't necessarily have it memorized exactly which states are those opt-out states for practice authority, then
sure.
Add that, just apply that layer, the map illuminates in that color, and you can very quickly see, okay, this is the breakdown. So yeah, all that information is what we're after. Compensation and salary transparency is kind of, I'd say the next round. What is it? Maybe 15 or 20 states around the country have already, turned that into a law, a transparency law of when you advertise, you have to at least disclose a salary range. I know that's complicated sometimes to really tell the whole story, but that's what we're after. And I believe in the future, we'll have that on Motion where you can actually sort virtually every opportunity around the country based on compensation.
I love that. There's some folks who think that regulatory environments don't play a role in how the job markets work. And well, they're wrong. So I'm sorry. See, it's the great thing about having a bully pulpit. You can say things like that. So your point on opt-out states is really key because I think, and this will continue for the next, I think at a high rate for the next 3 to 5 years, maybe it'll taper off after that. But the regulatory environment with opt-out will influence the compensation. It will influence the type of opportunity you get. And I know this because when we are doing market evaluations and looking at the places we want to go as an organization where we can live out our values and so on and so forth, if it's an opt-out state, it's much higher on the list because it's so much easier. And we're an interprofessional group. We're not anti anyone. We're just very pro CRNA. So it's just so much easier to have creative, collaborative models where you don't have, language that was written literally 100 years ago when it comes to how to deliver anesthesia, right? So having that ability to filter like that is very smart on your part. Do you have any examples, any thoughts that come to mind of people's experiences that really stick out to you so far? Because this is really new. I know you're not new to job seeking world, but Motion is very new. Are there any reflections that you've gotten from some individual CRNAs that you want to share?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. We're about 6-7 months in, but the feedback's been just so positive from the members, the CRNAs themselves. Yeah, one sticks out. I think someone said something like it's a revolutionary product. It's a really cool way to present employment opportunities to CRNAs, and it's kind of like a thank you. Like Motion's made the task of searching and networking much easier. So it means the world to us. That's why we built it, and it's really nice to hear that's exactly the way it's been received.
Very good. Jared, this was really fun, man. I'm really glad we did this podcast because I am learning about the Motion product now, or the Motion platform. And now it's like, okay, this is good. I know how to use this tool better to get our group's name out there. And I think it's really obvious to me there are significant quality benefits, and especially in a world where quantity of garbage information, well, it's voluminous in nature, right? And I really like what Motion is doing for this market, bringing that information to the user. So I'm really glad you guys are doing what you're doing. It seems like you guys are a private enterprise with a soul, right? You actually want your business to do good in the world, which I really, really like. And thank you so much for being on. Any final comments?
Oh, Joe, I just want to thank you too much. It's been a blast being on. Let's do it again. This would be fun as Motion continues to evolve. And just thanks to all CRNAs. As you use the tool, if you have feedback for us, things you wish we'd do that we aren't doing today, there's a really cool way for you to add those comments. There's a hamburger menu in the upper right hand corner. Click help or share some information with us, and we'd love to hear from you. But thanks again, Joe. Thanks to the ANA. We're having a ton of fun, and we're so thankful for what Motion has done in the first 6-7 months, and can't wait to see where it goes, of course, throughout the rest of the year.
Awesome. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you all for tuning in to Anesthesia Deconstructed. I'm your host, Joe Rodriguez, alongside Mike McKinnon. Thank you to our producer, Adkins Media. If you enjoyed our conversation today, we'd truly appreciate it if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Your feedback helps us bring more value to our listeners. If you have any questions, topics you'd like us to delve into, or just general feedback, don't hesitate to send us an email or direct message on Instagram or Facebook. Onward, friends, and thanks for listening.